that song was the first song in the history of this band that we had ever just written on the spot spontaneously. Actually, to show you how far back it goes, it was shortly after Bunny James Dio passed away. Quinn, the guitar player, and I were at the warehouse, and we were just like, you know, kind of hanging our heads and remembering some of the stuff about one of our biggest influences. And we said, well, you know, screw it, let's just jam, you know, let's not sit around and be bummed out. And we just started playing, and we just hit upon this riff, and it was just so easy. There was no thinking to it. It was like, you know, wow, can writing really be this simple? It doesn't have to be such, you know, a math book situation. And then Ed, our other guitar player at the time, walked into the room and just plugged his guitar in, and he came up with some stuff, and it was just like a completely, you know, organic experience. And I think that really sort of set the foundation for the album being different than the past, whereas in the past we would maybe micromanage every piece of every song. This time around we were like, let's go for a vibe here. We have enough experience to now know that just because something works in a studio doesn't mean it's going to translate to an audience live. So now that we have all these shows under our belt, let's write with that in mind. We want to go out and play these a couple hundred times a year. So I think the result is you have a lot more of a live sounding album with some more jam parts in and things like that.